Now, on the line, I have Michelle O'Brien, and she is the CEO of the Irish Osteoporosis Society. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to come on today.
Absolutely delighted. Michelle, let's start at the beginning. World Osteoporosis Day was, I think, last Sunday. Is that correct?
Yes.
Would you, just for our listeners, tell listeners, what is osteoporosis?
Osteoporosis is a disease that affects the inside of a person's bones. So on the outside, the person can look perfectly fine, but the inside of their bones are becoming very fragile, and therefore the bones break very easily.
And my understanding is that about 1 in 4 adults are very concerned about falls and fractures during the winter. Maybe you could explain a bit more what happens as we get older.
Well, basically what it is everyone thinks this is an old lady's disease. However, the statistics are 1 in 4 men and 1 in 2 women age 50 have osteoporosis. And the new research that's done, we're delighted that people are now realising how important it is to actually take care of their bones. And this is what the survey showed, that 1 in 4 are concerned about themselves or an elderly relative falling, whereas in the past that was not a concern. And with the winter coming, slips and falls are huge. Fractured hips will skyrocket at the winter time. And this is why people need to be aware that they need to start taking care of their bone health and check to see if they're at risk of osteoporosis.
And I noted that there's different types of fractures. There's an ordinary bone fracture and there's a fragility fracture. And what is the difference?
The difference is that, say, if you were at the top of a ladder and you fell and you broke a bone, that would be normal. A fragility fracture is anyone who breaks a bone from a trip and fall or less. That type of broken bone is called a fragility fracture because in reality, it shouldn't happen. If somebody's bones were healthy, they wouldn't break so easily from a trip and fall. With severe undiagnosed osteoporosis, people can actually turn over in bed or go to get out of a chair and actually break bones.
And what can we do to to look after our bone health?
Well, one of the things they can do is that on our website, we actually have a risk factor tool. And it only takes a couple of minutes for people to go onto our website and answer 8 questions. And this is to see, do you have risk factors for bone health, for bone loss? And it's a very, very simple tool. And the reason this is so important is because the majority of hospitals in Ireland don't have the equipment or the facilities to effectively screen for osteoporosis. And this is why approximately 80% of people with osteoporosis are not diagnosed. It's very, very sad because it shouldn't happen.
And if you're diagnosed with osteoporosis, that you have it, is there any way back? Is there any way you can strengthen your bones again?
Definitely. And this is one of the misconceptions. A lot of people think, oh, once you have osteoporosis, that's it. We actually have cases where we have had 90-year-old people with severe osteoporosis, wheelchair-bound due to the amount of broken bones in their back, and after going on a treatment, actually become independent again. So the biggest thing about osteoporosis is we are the national experts. We're the Irish Osteoporosis Society. If anyone has any concerns at all they have to do is contact us. This disease is preventable in most people and it's treatable in most people.
And I remember when I was a lot younger, now I have to say this many, many, many years ago, a friend of mine down in Greystones had what they used to call brittle bone disease. He was only 10 years of age or something like that. What is the connection? Is there a connection between that and osteoporosis?
There is a connection, but it could be. There's several things it could be. But we're talking, in our case, we're actually talking about full-blown osteoporosis. But in children, because this can affect all age groups and both sexes, but for prevention in children, research has shown that appropriate weight-bearing exercise, the daily amounts of calcium, vitamin D, and first-class proteins in children can significantly help build up their strength, especially prior to puberty. And this is why it's so important that parents and grandparents encourage their kids to get up, get moving. It doesn't matter what type of sport or activity, as long as they're moving instead of sitting on an iPad and that's all they do all day. And children can significantly build up the strength of their bones when they're young. And it's the same when people age, in that it's never too late to improve your bone health. However, the important note is you need to see, are you at risk? Because you don't want to start exercising when you don't know, do you have severe? Because there are no signs and symptoms prior to a person actually breaking a bone. And that's why it's usually called the silent disease, because you have no idea you have it.
And I'm going to ask you what might sound like a silly question.
No question is silly.
But, you know, you would say, you know, what are the signs of osteoporosis? Well, you keep breaking bones. But no, if, you know, you haven't started to fracture bones and things like that, what are the risk factors?
There are nearly 200. So the most common is family history. So say if it was in your family or my family, say if either of my parents or aunts or uncles or grandparents broke bones, but especially they broke their hip, fractured a hip. The word fracture means a broken bone. So a family history of broken bones, but especially a fractured hip, is the biggest red flag. Chemotherapy, radiation, treatments for breast cancer and prostate cancer. Then what we have is anyone who has celiac disease, Crohn's disease. There's a lot of medications such as antidepressants, etc., water pills that cause bone loss. And two of the leading that we have found is high stress levels. And I personally don't know anyone who's not under stress. And it's called cortisol. If someone has high levels of cortisol, that actually causes bone loss. So if somebody's under a lot of stress, they need to try to learn to de-stress, because they could actually be losing bone. And the other big red one is sensitivity to gluten, that the person is not a true celiac, but they're sensitive to gluten, which is hidden in a lot of foods, but they don't realize that the blood test for celiac disease is not very reliable. And this is why it's so important that people go on our website, and it's just www.irishosteoporosis.ie, and check to see, do they have risk factors? So if someone has a condition or they're on a medication, all they have to do, and it's the only time that we say check Mr. Google, is does a name the medication cause bone loss? Because a lot of people are not aware. And you don't stop a medication because it causes bone loss, but it means you need to get a DEXA scan and you need to be monitored. And a DEXA scan of the spine and hips is the only test we recommend. We do not recommend these mobile units that are going around doing people's shins and heels, etc.
Now, say I've gone onto the website, I've gone through the risk factors, and it looks as if I'm, you know, at substantial risk. What should I do?
I would suggest if you contact us first, we can give you the guidelines to go back to your GP.
And if, you know, what are the things I should do maybe to, I can understand that the right thing to do is go to your GP, but what will he tell me, you know, what will he say to me to help me strengthen my bones?
Well, see, what we would do is we have a risk factor questionnaire that's extensive. So we would send that to the person, tell them to fill it out. We would then give them the list of blood tests that are needed to help find the causes of bone loss, because it should never be assumed. And the person would bring them to their GP. So then they'd have a discussion with their GP about hopefully arranging to get a DEXA scan done. because this is the whole key. You shouldn't, other than regular walking or walking up and down stairs, someone shouldn't start an aggressive exercise program unless they've actually had a DEXA scan and know what shape their bones are in. But this is what we recommend, is just to fill out the questionnaire, to get the bloods done, you bring it, the list, to the GP, and the GP will follow it up. And then if anyone has any questions after that, they can always contact us.
Indeed. And the reason I'm asking you, I'm an avid golfer at the moment. I took up golf about 18 months ago, and I try and get out two or three times a week to get 18 holes in. And I was just trying to figure out, is that supporting me in keeping healthy, my bones healthy? Because I have to say, my father fell and broke his hip. My grandmother broke her hip. And I know my mother, although she didn't break her hip, I know she was suffering from osteoporosis.
Well, I'd say two things. One, there's several red flags. Anyone who breaks a bone from a trip and fall or less, anyone whose posture changes, whether it's their shoulders become rounded or they develop a hump or they lose height, they're all red flags for possible broken bones in the back. If you had said to me you were thinking of taking up golf and you had bone loss, I would say don't. And the reason being is the problem with golf is you're standing with your feet planted and you're twisting your spine. With your family history, we would suggest that you actually get checked, because you have quite a few members in your family with it. But the good news is this is totally treatable. The problem is those who don't get diagnosed are going to be in serious trouble, because the statistics for undiagnosed osteoporosis are horrific. The other is yoga. We don't recommend a lot of positions and stretches in yoga, because no one should be touching their toes with their legs straight or doing regular sit-ups if you've bone loss. So what I would say to you is personally, we can, if you contact me, I can send you out the questionnaire and the bloods. And with your family history, we're very much into prevention, and a DEXA scan costs approximately €110. So by you going to get a DEXA scan done, you will then know, do you have it, yes or no? If you have it, you can get it treated. If you don't have it, you can then help prevent it. The walking and golf would help, but I would suggest that you go to a chartered physiotherapist and have them assess you as well, to see what stretches and exercises you need to do to reduce your risk of breaking a bone.
Well, you've landed me in it there, you know that, because my darling wife is listening, and I am not one that goes to the doctor or goes to any of the medical profession that very often. I'm not saying that I'm afraid of them, but I avoid them at all costs. And now she's going to be on my back to get something done.
Well, do you know what I would say to that is, she obviously cares for you, because if she didn't care, she wouldn't be trying to persuade you. And this statistic should make you go, more men die from osteoporosis than actually get prostate cancer.
Now, that is something I did not know, and I'm absolutely delighted that I've been speaking to you this morning, and not just because I like to learn about these things, but I think that is valuable, very valuable information for our listeners out there. More men die from osteoporosis than from prostate cancer.
Then get prostate
that
cancer.
That get prostate cancer.
Yeah. And this is why that there's a service, it's called a fracture liaison service, that we're hoping that will be rolled out in Ireland. That, and what a fracture liaison service is that if I went to the hospital with a broken bone, that they would have a staff member automatically, whoever breaks a bone is screened automatically for osteoporosis. And this is why we're hoping that our health service will start rolling this service out, because it will save the government and our tax money a fortune, because by 2020, Ireland will be putting out €1 billion for the secondary effects of falls. So one fractured hip, so one broken hip, cost €55,000, and there were 3,608 broken hips in 2018 alone. And that's just hip fractures. It's not broken bones in the spine, forearms, ankles, anything else. So this is why, at the end of the day, we want people to stay independent. We don't want people ending up disfigured. And this is why it's so important. And with you now saying that, I'm hoping you're saying that you're going to go and get checked, it will help encourage other men out there because at the end of the day, you've worked your whole life. You want to enjoy your retirement. If you have multiple broken bones, you're not going to enjoy your retirement because you're going to have trouble even just washing and dressing yourself.
And getting off the subject slightly, but is there a linkage between osteoporosis and Alzheimer's?
What I would say is there's not definite research as far as I'm aware, but someone who has Alzheimer's is higher risk for having for breaking bones from falls. So there would be a connection. Osteoporosis is a disease that's connected to so many other conditions through whether it's the condition itself causes bone loss or the medication causes bone loss. I'm not up to date on whether the treatments for Alzheimer's cause bone loss. There is a possibility. But if someone has dementia, basically, they would be at higher risk because some people with Alzheimer's, they'll start to speed walk or they're not fully aware of their surroundings. So if they trip and fall, they're at risk of breaking bones.
Indeed. Michelle, our time is coming up very shortly, but I've really enjoyed the chat with you. Could you let our listeners know where they can get more information about osteoporosis and also how can they support you in your work?
Well, they can go on our website at www.irishosteoporosis.ie. And regarding supporting us, we would appreciate any help, whether it's just becoming a member of the charity or just doing some volunteer hours, even 12 hours a year, because unfortunately we only receive €4,252 a year government funding. We have just hired a third staff member, so we've 2.5 staff to cover the whole of Ireland. So any assistance would be appreciated, but the most important thing is to pass this information on that you've heard today to your family, your friends, etc., because we want people to stay independent. And this is the whole idea of Osteoporosis Week, is to highlight the fact that people need to see, are they at risk? Go on our website and fill out our risk factor checklist on there.
Yeah. Am I correct in saying you said you get just over 4,000 from the government every year?
Yeah, €4,252.
And when you consider one person falling and breaking their hip, mm-hmm. costs over 50,000.
€55,000.
One would say it might be a smart move to put a little bit more money into education on osteoporosis and a little bit of support into how people can look after themselves and getting the message out there. And I think 4,000 is a bit of a miserly sum to be getting.
I would say so. And this is why we're hoping that the HSE will actually support the fracture liaison services, because by 2030 Ireland will be putting out €2 billion on the secondary effects of falls and fractures. So this is why in the background it appears that the HSE are going to be doing more, but we're hoping it'll be sooner rather than later, because this will save the health service a fortune. It'll prevent people ending up having to leave their homes or dying prematurely, because 20% of people age 60 plus who break their hip will die within 6 to 12 months. And 50% of people age 60 plus who break their hip will lose their independence. They won't be able to wash themselves, dress themselves, or walk across the room unaided. So this is why we need the government to invest in this area, and fracture liaison services are one of the best ways that this can be done, whether it's in the hospitals or in the community. Either way, it's a wonderful service. It's been proven in the UK and other countries. Not only does it save a fortune for the health service, but it improves the quality of life for the citizens of Ireland if this can be implemented with government funding.
Michelle, thank you very much for chatting with me, and maybe in the future it might be a nice thing to do to actually get somebody and chat with somebody who is suffering with osteoporosis and have a chat with them.
Oh, definitely. We'd be more than happy to come back on your show.
Excellent. Now, and I'm a bit of tongue in cheek. I'm going to sign off here with Bruce Springsteen and Born to Run. Michelle, many thanks for chatting with me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me on.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye.